live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone to Jackson, to Warren Renando, who is the Jackson City Manager. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Just fine.
Very good. I wanted to talk to you of some articles that have come out, and after a council meeting on earlier this week about the budget deficit and the financial problems facing Jackson, not unlike so many other cities, and just having to – you're getting to a point of really having to struggle in cuts that are pretty painful there, aren't you?
Yeah. We've already done the easy stuff.
And what we're looking at now are layoffs of police officers and firefighters, are my understanding.
That's true.
You've already – I've spoken with Mayor Karen Dunnigan in the past. I spoke to her when she was preparing to and then had just closed – or merged, let me put – merged three fire stations into one. How is that process going for the city?
Well, it's done. I mean, we closed two fire stations in December and put the manpower together at one station.
And my understanding is it's pretty centrally located, the station that is left, as far as coverage around the city.
Yeah, now we lose some ability to get to the farthest outside places in the town, in the city, with a truck. But actually, we pick up the ability to deliver four men in a truck for most of the rest of the city. So it's not an all bad thing.
So it has some advantages, looking at the bright side of a bad situation.
Yeah, I guess yeah.
after the meeting this earlier in the week, we're talking about the layoff of – let's first talk about police officers, the possibility of 10 officers being laid off. And when you and I spoke earlier today, you said that letters had already gone out. Is that correct?
That's right.
To how many officers, if I may?
10.
So that's the number we're working with at this point.
Yes.
Have they gotten these letters? Are you getting some feedback at this point?
Well, I don't know if everybody's gotten these letters. I personally certainly hope so, because I don't want to have anybody hear about it on the radio. I'm hoping that in this process that everybody's been talked to personally and that they've gotten a letter.
And did they have a warning that, I mean, they knew because of the situation that
yeah,
this was probably coming?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, their union, the union that represents the lower unit of the police, the youngest group and the largest group, has been at the table with us for several months now. And as a matter of fact, just offered a counter proposal to help stave off some of these things involving a reconsideration of some health insurance issues.
And that well, apparently because the notices have gone out, that didn't quite work out or wasn't able to
meet. Well, it hasn't worked out. We knew that it wouldn't generate enough money, but we said that, well, what you can save, you know, we'll work with. And we're still going through that process.
So even though these layoff notices have gone out, the negotiating is still continuing to try to come up with some kind of a solution.
Well, this is not a situation where we think there's going to be a solution. There could be some alterations,
okay.
And some of these numbers can perhaps be reduced with some effort. But I think layoffs of some kind or another and close to those numbers are probably unavoidable.
And with the fire department as well, what are the numbers we're talking with the fire department?
Well, they've ratcheted down quite a bit, and what we're negotiating there in their contract, it calls for a replacement of absences, absentee places, and so first thing we're negotiating is not filling the absent places, and we're also talking to them about insurance savings and things like this, but layoffs are also probably unavoidable there.
Now, this is going to the voters in Jackson in May.
Well, public safety is going to the voters in May.
That's
the layoffs
finish
would
with.
Probably be done no matter whether public safety is approved or not. There'll have to be some form of layoffs.
And the public safety is the combination of the fire department and the police department.
What you're saying is that at some point in time with these reductions, you have to start to choose whether you want to have seven firemen or five firemen on a shift and only six police, or rather, would you rather have some people there that is a larger number and cross-trained, because you can't deliver the same number of people on the street.
And do you have mutual aid agreements with surrounding?
Yes, we do with all of the various surrounding townships.
Okay, and do the numbers that you're talking about start to affect that?
Not so far. I haven't heard from anybody. We still have, at this point in time, you know, compared to our neighbors, we have a pretty significant public safety operation here. We're larger than our neighbors.
Okay. How frustrating is your job right now, Warren?
This is pretty. This has been rough. I mean, to be honest with you, the fun part of city manager, being a city manager, is to try and help make things go better, and you know, try to put deals together that bring jobs and get things done. And this is basically cutback management, which is something I never really enjoyed.
Well, but it has to be done. You're looking at about a $4 million deficit at this point.
Yes, I am.
And gosh, what would be next?
Well, there isn't much to be next. I mean, we're already starting to make tough choices. I mean, one of the choices we're doing now is, as I told the council the other night, I'm thinking of laying off almost the entire cemetery operation, because if I leave the grass long in the cemetery, that's okay. But I'd rather do that than lose my youth soccer programs and close the swimming pool. You know, maybe I have to close one, but I don't have to close both. And, you know, it's a choice between senior citizens programming and other things. Those are the kinds of choices that are going on now.
Well, it's not an enviable position, but I appreciate the work you're doing to try to make those cuts as painless as possible. Warren, I appreciate your time this evening and helping us go through this.
Thank you, and I'd like to wish that anybody in any community, because I know that we're all going through this together, gets through this as best they can.
I appreciate
and
helps
that. To support each other. Thank
I
you.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Warren.
You bet.
Warren Renando, who is Jackson City Manager, will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.